All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Authors Unite show. Today we got Nick Covey with us. So welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I'm stoked to be here and help some people.
Of course, man. Grateful to have you here. And just to kick us off, can you just tell us a little bit more about you?
Yeah. So currently the founder of Creature Apparel. It's a clothing brand that helps others find their authentic calling in life through apparel and design. And my story, I dropped out of college when I was your age. We kind of have a similar story in that realm. But dropped out of college. I played football professionally for a little while as a kicker. It was kind of one of those journeys where I started a lot of businesses throughout college, and nothing really clicked until this business. And it was kind of a lot of ups and downs, a lot of hurdles to get over, and finding my authentic voice and really pursuing that path. So that's kind of a short overview of my story. But
so obviously, because I connect with this the most, dude, like the dropping out thing, I want to hear, dive deeper into that, because I know what it was mm-hmm. like for me when I dropped out. And I'm not going to tell the whole story now, but just to summarize, for me, it was like the biggest thing in my life. Mm-hmm. And like thinking back on it, like it was profound that I did it, but it wasn't what I was putting it as, like what the frame of mind that I thought dropping out was as being like the biggest deal. Like I was like, what will I be? What will I do if this doesn't work out?
Yeah.
Now to the decisions I'm currently making in my business, like that decision was like nothing. You know what I mean? Like that was, but it feels, and you know, it's just kind of like a buzz thing. So I'm curious, like, was it as scary for you? And like, just tell us, walk us through the journey of that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that's crucial for people to understand, is like, it's such a, once you make one big decision, that allows you to be able to make more big decisions, right? So it's like a catalyst almost. Uh-huh. It's almost like a necessary thing. Like you have to take control of your life. And for me, this was one of the first steps to do that. Just personally, I'm not saying college is terrible, but for me, it was not the path I was supposed to be on. And it just got to the point where the pain of like staying in it was greater than making the leap to do what I thought I should do. I was just too afraid to do it, because it's like, it's a big decision. Like you said, it just goes against everything that you're supposed to do, in quotation marks there. But it was definitely a big decision for me.
Got it. Okay. And so what, how many years were you in school before you did it?
So the funny part is I dropped out and I had one semester left.
Oh dude. But that's awesome though, dude, because that means you really, knew.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I have friends that like have like, at the time they were thinking about it, but they were like, I only got 1 year left and I got to do it. And to me, it's like, no, you don't have to do it.
No. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, oh, like you only have a couple months left. It's like, so, you know, I might not even live a couple months, you know, how do you know? It's really just, it comes down to just like making the decision for yourself. And that's the hardest thing to do, especially when you have constant input from other people. Because I would have never stayed there that long in the first place if I had been listening to myself. And it's almost more of a hindrance to my story if I did finish college than if I didn't, because it goes against everything it goes against myself. That makes sense.
No, dude, trust me. Yeah, just so you know, dude, it makes so much sense. Real quick before we like dive in deeper, have you ever heard of Alan Watts?
Who?
Alan Watts.
I've heard the name. I'm not familiar with his story though.
Okay, I feel like you'd really vibe with him. So just check him out like later or something.
He's an author, right?
Yeah. Very like spiritual, like, and I'm making assumptions now, but I just feel like just from our short conversations thus far.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. I need to check his stuff out.
Alan Watts, he's awesome. But yeah, no, like thinking back on it, it really was like you said, it was like that catalyst where it was like, it felt like a huge risk, right? Mm. And I guess it, but thinking back now, I don't think it really was, because it's like, what's the worst thing that could have happened? Like I could have failed like a million times and then lived back with my parents and then try to it really isn't that bad. To me, it seems worse to stay and then get a corporate job. But again, nothing wrong with college actually, but it's just for people like you and I, it just wasn't the right path. And doing that dropout though, it allowed me to make even quote unquote riskier, if you will, or what feels risky. Cause that's a whole nother debate, right? When you start to think about that, like, is it actually riskier to own your own company than it is to work for someone else? I would actually say you could work for somebody else.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Right. So, but okay. So you said you failed, which is very normal. I mean, dude, a bunch of my stuff failed first. I think any entrepreneur who doesn't have any failure stories, I question them as an individual.
Yeah. Agreed.
So you failed a few times and I think you spoke on one of them, but can you tell us about some of those failures before we dive into what you're currently doing that's worked out?
Yeah, man. My whole kind of life really was just like a combination of failures, if you put it that way. I don't really like that word necessarily, because I just think that's like life.
Yeah.
It's just constant struggle, you know, and the ups and downs. Like no one has an easy road. Yep. But mine was kind of like that. So I've always been an entrepreneurial minded person. So always trying to start little companies here and there and trying to just find what I liked really. Cause my mindset was, definitely not going to work a corporate job, and, school is going to end at some point. So I need to figure out what it is I am going to do. And so I started like trying to build these companies. So I did, like a marketing company. I started, I think like my sophomore year, got involved selling socks, which was a weird one. And just really a whole bunch of companies that never really worked out in the successful sense of like being profitable businesses, but they all taught me key insights that I use today in my company. So the marketing stuff taught me how to market. Even though like the business wasn't profitable, it taught me so much about how to do it. And then there's a couple other businesses I created. I don't remember exactly what they were, because I felt like I was just constantly doing different things.
Yeah.
But so those, I guess, in the sense you could deem as failures, because they didn't work out at like profitable businesses. And the same goes for like my kicking kind of career with football, was constant ups and downs. I was always getting hurt. I would have a good game and then have an awful game and then have a good game. So it was never consistent. But those all taught me like the process of life, really.
Totally, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then now you have, it's called Creature Apparel, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Without the A.
Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. So now tell, what is that, just give me the summary, like what is it?
Yeah, so basically we're all a creature of something different. And this kind of goes back to the sense of passion. I don't really like that word either, but I think it's important thing for each of us to pursue, because we kind of all have this voice that like whispers to us about what we should be doing. And I started realizing that when I was analyzing my life and looking back on it, was I always love to do all these different things, right? Whether all these different hobbies, but I also realized that there was people in each of these industries that were pursuing these as full-time careers. And it just opened the world of like, wow, there really is, you can literally do anything. And this kind of just showed like that this is how Creature was founded, on this sense of like, we're all creatures, something different. We all have this thing that we can't stop thinking about, but when we're doing it, we're not thinking about anything at all. So whether that's like, to me, it's like building businesses. To other people, it could be cutting hair, you know, or surfing or snowboarding. So that's the foundation of the business, is showcasing all these different creatures and helping other people kind of find that voice.
Yeah, man. Okay, so wait, there was a quote in there that kind of blew my mind for a second. So
yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Which one that was?
I'm not sure, no.
Okay, wait, it was something like this, and then maybe you could say it better. It was something like, we all have that one thing that we can't stop thinking about, but when we do it, we're not thinking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think you worded it better, though. It was way more poetic the way you said it.
Yeah, it's a thing that I've been saying for a while, but yeah, we all have that thing that we can't stop thinking about. But then when we're doing it, we're not thinking of anything, right? It's like we're free from thought. It's just this weird, I guess you could call it like the flow state.
Yep.
I know there's a couple books about it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's very, I've just never, you know, it's just, I mean, words are very powerful, right? Like the same words, you know, put in a different format, that changes everything. So flow state, I've definitely been in that. And like, me and you are very similar in the fact of like starting businesses, and the podcast, I feel, is definitely one of those things where it's like thinking just kind of goes out the door. Like I'm just here in the moment. And on Mondays, I like to do a lot of my interviews. So I like batch them. So it's just like a day of connecting and meeting with people.
Oh, that's cool.
All day long. I look forward to it. That's what's, it's like over the weekend, I'm like looking forward to Monday, because exactly how you said it, like all day today, I'll just be connecting with people and I really won't have thought. But I mean, there's definitely gonna be a little thought when somebody says something like you just said, I did think about that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna think, right? But like the time's gonna just fly by. Like you don't even,
yeah.
You're like, what just happened to the day? It's gone now, you know?
That's awesome. I'm gonna listen back to this, and I'll tag you, but I might post that on social
media. Do it, man. Yeah, people need to hear that.
Yeah, that is really cool. So now you said, because you like to start all these businesses, so like that your current one right now, obviously everything's going well, so you're gonna continue to like grow that, but do you foresee yourself starting a bunch more, or are you just like primarily right now just like focused on this one right now?
I'm a very long-term thinker. So I have like kind of structured the business in a way where it's very scalable in the future, but I'm also focused just on what's going on right now. So I have ideas of what I want to expand into, you know, but focused pretty much on like the necessary things I got to do today.
Got it. So now when you're not working on businesses and stuff, what are you doing? And I don't want to call it like free time. You know, like what else do you do? Like tell us a little bit more about you outside of business.
Yeah. So I work out a lot. That's one thing. Just actually did my first triathlon 2 weeks ago. And now I'm training for a half Ironman. So I love that competitive physicality. The majority of my time spent on that if I'm not working. Otherwise, I'm either like surfing or doing some sort of creative outlet, like working on a car or a dirt bike or something. But that's pretty much what I do outside of building.
Dude, very cool, man. I love it. We're pretty similar.
Yeah. Do you like working on like cars and stuff or physical part?
Say, you know, it's funny. I was going to say that's the one thing where we're not similar.
Oh. Yeah.
In the, like pretty much my time is filled with working on like my main company, Authors United, but working out, but I don't work out. And you might be the same. I mean, obviously the physical aspects of working out are a plus, but for me, the workout is way more for my mental than it is for my physical. Like in the morning, I'll run 5 to 7 miles every morning.
Nice.
And it just puts me like, you know, we're talking about flow state. Like that is a great propeller.
Oh yeah.
Like a prereq. For me, it's a prereq. Like if I don't do that run, and there's a lot of reasons for this, and this could be a huge like rabbit hole, so I won't go all into it, but I miss the run that day, I won't feel good. Now, do I actually not feel good, or is my mind just like triggered to feel good based upon the run in the morning? You know, like that's kind of cool. But I know it helps. So
could be a little of both.
Yeah, I think it's a little of both, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I was actually, I had an interview with somebody earlier who did a full Ironman. I think it was like 50 miles or something. I think it was like 50 miles or some sort of like 50 mile run. And I was like, you know, I do that a week, but it seems that's just so much more than five. Mm-hmm. But he said this, and you'd probably like this. He's like, dude, it's all about just focusing on the current mile you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you start to stretch it out and you're like, oh, I only run 5 miles a day, how could I ever do 50 in like one run? That's when you limit yourself. He's like, dude, who's to say that mile 13 is harder than mile 8? It could actually be easier than mile 8.
True. Yeah, there's actually been a lot of like ultra runners who talk about that. They're like, sometimes I feel better towards the end than I did at the beginning. So it's there's definitely a lot of correlations between physical pursuit and like life pursuits, you know?
Yep.
So yeah, I think that's cool that you kind of brought that up, is like, it's definitely a mental thing, because it's just, I don't know like why life was made like this, you know, but it's just kind of how it works. It's it's like the challenging things are what make it worth it.
Yeah, dude, I agree. And honestly, man, so listen, we'll cut it here, but like at some point in the future we should do a we should do like, I think me and you could do like a 2-hour philosophical, dude,
for sure. You know, like, yeah, that'd be fun.
So,
I'm down.
Cool. Okay, so everybody, it's still recording, so everybody listening, you heard it. We're doing it.
It's gonna happen.
But for now, thank you, dude. I really enjoy this. Thanks for coming on. Two things. One, if you are on like all the socials, where can people connect with you, like just personally? And then two, if they want to, you know, the website and things like that, where's the best place for them to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, first, man, thanks for having me as well. I really enjoyed kind of talking with you, and I'm looking forward to that 2-hour conversation. But you can find me at just on Instagram at Nick Covey. And then as far as websites go, I'm working on a personal one, but you could find me at creatureapparel.com, creature without the A. And those are kind of the two platforms that I'm really active on. You can kind of, everything's on my Instagram.
Cool. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you again, dude.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I really appreciate it, man.